Chapter 41. Extract from the Journal of Malbon Grimp, healer and recorder of Redwall Abbey.
Joy and sorrow, sorrow and joy. There are times when the two go paw in paw. Sorrow for the good beasts we lost in battle, Redwallers and our friends the Gowsim Shrews. There is always a price to be paid for peace, though by Skipper's account, the vermin paid the heavier price. Very few of them escaped to tell of their defeat. Yet the saddest picture that remains in my mind is that of Kruver, the otter who stayed behind to guard our abbey. He and Shog had become close friends. I was standing beside him on the wall tops as Shog marched off after the vermin. He waved to Shog and shouted that he would ask Friar Gooch to make some shrimp and hot root soup for them to share on his friend's return. Poor Kruver! When he saw Shog's body being borne back on the shoulders of Skipper and Churk, my heart went out to him. Though Shog was only a visitor to Redwall, that brave otter will be with us always now, resting beneath a shady willow by the pond. I awoke this morning and watched the sun rise over Redwall. In that stillness, I felt the joy that peace brings. Our home, free from the threat of serpents and roving vermin bands. There is no feeling on earth to equal it. Now, let me tell you of some extraordinary events. My friend, Abbot Apodemus, told me that he is allowing Martin the Warrior's sword to leave Redwall. I could see clearly that Apodemus had been touched by the warrior's spirit. He assured me that one day the sword would come back. He was quite positive of it in his quiet way. So here is what will happen. Triscard Swordmaid, accompanied by Kruver, Sagax, that rascal Skerum, Logalog, Skipper, and Mokug, together with a few chosen others, are embarking on a voyage. Before the summer is out, they will sail to that land called Rifgard in the Northlands, far across the wide seas. Churk, the Otter Maid, splendid young creature, is to take Skipper's place at the Abbey. Her brother, Rumble, has recruited 10 other otters, all huge, trustworthy beasts, to hold Redwall safe. These, and a full regiment of Gowsim Shrews, commanded in Logalog's absence by Gullif, will stay with us until Skipper returns. I do not normally take to vermin, but the sole captive whom Redwall has took is a jolly fellow, and not at all unlikable. His name is Grubbage. He is an excellent navigator and will be going along on the voyage. Triscar Swordmaid has sworn to free every slave in Rifgard. She has the bravest and best of companions to aid her. Good fortune go with them all.